Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Back on 720 WGN, you're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. All right, a big day for Jeff Bezos and others as his launch went up into outer space, if just barely, and then came back down, I think, a little more than 10 minutes later. Leland Vittert joined us earlier on the program. Colonel Terry Virts joins us now. Colonel, welcome back to the show. It's nice to talk to you.
Yeah, it's good to be on again. It's been a little while.
I'm trying to think, though. You were in space more than 10 minutes, right?
I was just doing another interview with News Nation. It was almost that long just to get into orbit on the shuttle and on the Soyuz. It's about an eight and a half minute ride.
Let me give you a little little information here. Were you talking to Joe Donlin?
I was.
Yeah, Joe and I are college friends. We went to school together. Isn't that weird?
Wow, and now you guys are like anchoring the primetime show.
I know. Yeah. Okay, so what do you make of all of this, whether it's Jeff Bezos or Richard Branson? As a real astronaut, what goes through your head on this?
To be honest, I think it's cool. I mean, anybody who's building rockets, I think that's a good thing, as long as you're using them for peaceful purposes. And, you know, space tourism and exploration is definitely a great thing to use resources for. And, you know, I'm glad that these men have decided to, you know, spend some money and develop technology. They're hiring and providing jobs for lots of folks at these companies, Virgin Galactic and SpaceX and Blue Origin, you know, are really important employers in the aerospace industry. So I'm excited about it. It's not, you know, it's a flight in that is much different than a flight to the International Space Station, to say the least. Just like, you know, if you take a flying lesson in a Cessna 172, that's different than being a 747 captain or an F-16 pilot.
So, were you stranded on the space station for a time, weren't you?
I was, yeah. So we had back in 2014 and 2015, that three back-to-back-to-back cargo ships blew up, and when the middle one blew up, it was a Russian Progress, and they used the same rocket as the human Soyuz. And so, before they launched our replacement crew, they had to do an investigation, and so they decided not to bring us back until the replacement crew could come up. So we were stuck, and we didn't know how long it was going to be. It ended up being an extra month, but that was exciting. There's a chapter about that in my most recent book, How to Astronaut. I wrote about that.
So did Richard or Jeff read How to Astronaut? Do you know? Did they call you for any questions?
You know, the publisher, before we published it, they were like, "Hey, can you add it? It's 51 short chapters about all different aspects of space travel, and hopefully it's a funny, you know, easy, and it's for anybody. It's not space nerds." But they said, write a chapter about space tourism, because all these people are going to be going up. So I actually wrote, I have my advice if you're going to be a space tourist, but, you know, do this, this, and this. And it's things like, you know, take the air sickness medicine. You don't want to be barfing during your 5 minutes in space, right? or you know, and you know what? It's not risk-free, and everybody has to have their eyes wide open that, you know,
we're talking to
there's not 100% chance you're going to come back.
We're talking to retired Colonel Terry Virts, an astronaut who spent time on the International Space Station, a couple hundred days, I think is the case, about what happened. So today with Bezos and earlier with Branson, you know, everyone who's come down, they talk about how in awe they are of the view of Earth as a planet, as a globe, if you will. And you certainly spend a lot more time looking at it that way, but I would imagine that's an emotion you can share with them.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, one of the pieces of advice I gave them in How to Astronaut, the book, is don't fiddle with cameras. Just look out the window and let that view burn into your brain, because you're going to have that in your memory forever, hopefully, and that's what you want. And, you know, their cameras are going to be running. They're going to be automated, but, you know, just look out and look at the planet, because you're not on it anymore. And that's pretty, for me, that was a very profound emotional impact to go, man, there's Earth over there and I ain't on it.
You know who the happiest guy on Earth today was Elon Musk, right? Because while Jeff Bezos was off the Earth, then Musk was the richest man on Earth.
I didn't realize that, yeah, but I guess that makes sense.
It didn't last a long time. I think it's still pretty cool. What do you make of this? I mean, is space tourism going to be up and down? Or Bezos said they're working on an orbital launch as well. I mean, how do you see the future of it? And what do you say to people who are critical saying, well, this is just a toy, not Branson and Bezos, but space tourism in and of itself, just a toy for the very rich?
Well, you know, flying initially was the toy for the very rich or very crazy. Riding a horse and buggy was for the queen only, right? You know, whenever we get new technology, it starts out for rich people. Unfortunately, that's just the way things are. But over time, it becomes more common and more available. And unless they start building these things and flying them, that price is never going to come down. And like I said, the jobs are going to middle-class people who are designing and building and operating these things. So I think it's a good thing, and hopefully it continues. But to your point about Bezos, he's definitely not just focused on this suborbital 5-minute space tourism. Right. He's got a whole rocket industry he's trying to build for orbital rockets and eventually large ones that'll go to the moon and Mars, just like Elon Musk is. Elon's about 10 years ahead of him, though. Elon is way, way, way out in front of that race.
That's retired Colonel Terry Virts, a former astronaut. I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, I'm frankly surprised by how many people have been so critical of Jeff Bezos today. And so tell me about the science benefit or how legitimate of a rocket company he is running. Tell me how that fits in there.
Yes. So he has maybe the most legitimate rocket company on Earth. It's amazing how much technology he's developing, how many dollars he's put behind it. They have a building at the Kennedy Space Center. If you've ever been there in Florida, there's this sure. big VAB. It's the building that the Saturn V and the shuttle was built in. Well, the Blue Origin building, I think, is bigger than that per volume. It's not as tall, but it's wider. It's huge. So Jeff is absolutely in it for very technical, very legitimate reasons. He wants to, you know, basically colonize the moon. He's trying to build a lander for NASA to use. He's hoping to win the contract. He lost the first round, but he is very legitimate. And so to say that this is just fun for billionaires is not, I don't think it's fair. There was a lot of funny reminders of the Austin Powers movie today, and that was funny. But the reality is Jeff is he's a very smart man, to say the least, and he's doing some real solid work in the space industry.
So he's contributing to the science of it all.
Oh, God, yeah. He's writing a $1 billion check out of his own money every year. And, you know, he hasn't had any revenue yet. I guess he got $24 million today from the private equity guy that did, but you know, he donated that all to charity. So
I'm glad to hear
that. It's easy to throw darts, I think.
I agree, and so I'm really glad to hear that from you. We're talking to Colonel Terry Virts, the former astronaut. He is the author of the book How to Astronaut. So what do you see? Let's go 20 years. Let's go 30 years in the future. I mean, do you think we will be boarding rockets the way? Well, not the way we board jets now, but in a much more frequent and common way?
I think it will be more frequent and more common than like once a year, yes. But I don't think it's going to be, you know, thousands and thousands of people. It's just, there's a risk. And, you know, there will be accidents. Mm-hmm. And people need to understand this is not risk-free, for sure. And B, it's just, if you're going to go that fast, it's going to be expensive. And so it's never going to be a $500 ticket. You know, it might get down to five figures in today's dollars, but it's probably going to be six figures for a while. So that's something that, you know, a reasonably well-to-do middle-class person can save up over years. And, you know, you could, if that was your life's dream, get a good job and save up, and you could get a couple hundred thousand. You can't get $55 million, which is what Elon's charging for the orbital flight. But, Yeah,
we'll start small. Colonel Terry Virts, a retired astronaut, spent 200 days in space on the International Space Station. Check out the book, How to Astronaut. Colonel, great to talk to you again. I look forward to the next time.
Yeah, this was fun. Good talking, and we'll do it again soon.
All right, be well. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News.